Number three tonight, when God is on our side, we will get the victory. We will get the victory. And if you're saved and you're following Christ, He is on your side. Now, I said that, well, let me say that again slowly. If you're saved and following Christ, He's on your side. Now, I'm not saying if you have to follow Christ to be saved. I'm saying if you got to follow Christ to have Him be on your side. Because sometimes He beats up on Christians. He does. He beats up on the Christians that are saved and not doing anything, and they know they're supposed to be doing something. Okay? So we're supposed to be doing something for God. Now, we don't have to do that to be saved. That's not what I'm saying. Just so you know, you could do nothing for the rest of your life and still be saved if you believe in Christ. That's what I believe. Amen. So let's look back at Genesis chapter 14, verse 15. Genesis 14, verse 15. Genesis 14, verse 15 says, "And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus." So Abraham went by night with his 318 trained men in his house and smote that whole army. He smote them and he smoked them, right? He beat that whole army with 318 guys. You know why? Who's the God of Abraham? The Lord God, Jehovah God, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the God of Abraham. And if he had the right rock, he had the right Savior, he had the right God. And was God on Abraham's side? You know, he went and just, he even lied and pretended like his wife was his sister or whatever. And God smote that whole country because of Abraham. Abraham was definitely had God on his side. People didn't mess with Abraham unless they wanted to get messed up, right? Romans chapter 8, verse 31, I'll just read that for you for sake of time. It says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Who can be against us? You know what the answer to that question is? Nobody. Nobody can be against us if God's on our side. Amen? And if we're doing the things that God wants us to do, if we're living a righteous life, if we're following Jesus, if we're going soul winning, if we're going to church like we're supposed to be, God's going to be on our side. And we will get the victory.